T-Bone is just, he's an incredible guy. He's just like a dog with a bone. He never lets go.
Never lets go of the truth. He just keeps chomping. And that's what we love about him.
למען ציון לא אחשה, ולמען ירושלים לא אשקוט.
You are listening to Hebrew Voices with Nehemiah Gordon. Thank you for supporting Nehemiah's Makor Hebrew Foundation. Learn more at nehemiahswall.com.
Shalom, guys. I have now been joined by the famous and elusive T-Bone, who is this incredible person who is able to find Yehovah's name in manuscripts. Shalom, T-Bone.
Hi. Nehemiah, you're too kind.
T-Bone, how many manuscripts have we gone through and found the name in with the full vowels Yehovah so far?
Currently, we have 1,700.
1,700, just to be clear.
And we've actually scanned a little over 7,000 manuscripts completely.
Wait a minute. I was told that the name would be with full vowels in all the manuscripts, and you're telling me it's only in 1,700 out of 7,000?
Yeah, it's about a roughly 20%.
So it's not in all of them, and we keep finding it, but it's a lot of work. And you were telling me how you went through, what was it, hundreds of manuscripts and found it in, or at least fragments, right? Hundreds of fragments, each with its own designation, and you found it in how many of those?
Some of them I had to scan about 100 and maybe get two or three out of it.
Wow. So
but they're small fragments and stuff. Right.
And so sometimes you'll find it in, I mean, overall the average is about 20%, but in some of them it's 2 or 3%, and some of them it's, you know, much higher than 2 or 3%, right?
Some of them high as 25%, others are, you know, they tend to average, from what I've seen, about between 22% and,
okay,
you know, 25%.
T-Bone, I've got you here in the hot seat. How many manuscripts of Hebrew, how many Hebrew Bible manuscripts have you found with the vowels Yahweh or Yahweh?
I have not seen any of them.
Okay, guys, you heard it there, second witness. How many have you found with the vowels Yahuwah?
None.
None. Now, have you found other vowels besides Yehovah?
Yeah, we have some. I guess if you pronounce them, they would be Yahovah with Y-A-H.
Right. And those are actually the vowels of Adonai. We find the manuscripts of the vowels of Adonai, which is really cool because we've been told they always have the vowels of Adonai. No, we actually found some with the vowels of Adonai, with the actual vowels. And we also found Yehovah in one manuscript, right? That's the same ending as Yahweh, right? Veh, right? So, and I would just say that's a scribal error. You find it in one manuscript out of 7,000. All right. And maybe we'll find it in more. I don't know. But so far it's one. The Yahovah is actually quite intentional. That's a whole separate discussion. I mean, the vowels of Adonai is quite intentional. Right. About it. Now, with all that, one of the things that you did is you because people support my ministry, Makor Hebrew Foundation, you were able to come over to Israel with me this summer, and we sat in the National Library of Israel, and we looked through different types of manuscripts. And one of the types of manuscripts we were looking through were New Testament manuscripts. Can you tell people just a little about your experience of sitting in the basement of the National Library of Israel looking through Hebrew manuscripts of the New Testament?
Yes, we had to pull the microfilm and actually look at the images on the microfilm since they're not online or anything. And we documented each one. And also I scanned for the name Yehovah through the ones that had full vowels on the Hebrew. So we had to.
And did you find that?
Yeah, we found it in quite a few, actually. I was kind of surprised how many of them had the full vows of Yehovah.
Now, guys, I'm not saying that these are first century manuscripts. Obviously not in many cases. In fact, there's one particular manuscript. We know it was made by a Jewish convert to Christianity. And he tells us he translated the New Testament from Syriac, which is a dialect of Aramaic, into Hebrew. And he was a guy named Moshe of Krakow. And what's interesting to me is he created this New Testament manuscript for a Jewish audience who he also wanted to convert to Christianity. And in that context, he knew he had to write the name as Yehovah. If he had, if he had written Yahweh, no Jew would have had any idea. They'd be like, what's this? You know, and as it is, probably he had an uphill battle, right? Getting Jews to read the New Testament. But specifically, he knew if you want Jews to understand what you're talking about, you have to write Yehovah. because certainly no Jew in that period ever thought it was Yahweh. And we're talking about the 17th century or so. You know, so I find that interesting in and of itself, even though we're not saying, hey, this is a first century manuscript or even descended from a first century manuscript, right? We're not claiming any of them are first century, but maybe they were copies of copies of copies of copies. But in this case, we know it comes from Aramaic translated into Hebrew. And whenever he saw the Aramaic Maria, which is Lord or represents Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, he translated as Yehovah. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, what other kinds of things did you see there? Did you see anything about, because you're coming from a New Testament perspective, and I know you were also looking for the Hebrew equivalent of what Christians say in English as Jesus. What did you find there in the Hebrew, T-Bone? Did you find Jesus in the Hebrew?
No, it's always Yeshua, or in some cases, a couple manuscripts had Yehoshua instead of Yeshua, the short form.
And properly pronounced Yehoshua with the emphasis
Yehoshua, on Yehoshua, yes.
Yehoshua. Yeah, okay, cool, very cool. All right. Now, can you tell us about you know, this is an overview of what we did in 2018, and you're talking about some of the background stuff that people don't even know about. So you're, you know, that they'll hear hopefully much more about in the future once we have done more research and can present these things, might be years. So I'll give them a little bit of a preview. Tell us about your favorite episode of Hebrew Voices or the support team studies that I put out this year.
Mine was the Great I Am Revealed. You discussed the call in Hefil, and you go into the fact that you don't even really need the vowels to prove what the name is if you base it on the Hebrew rules. So,
right. Well, and just to be clear, obviously you need vowels because you can't pronounce a single word in any language without vowels, but what you don't need is the vowel points in medieval Masoretic manuscripts if you know Hebrew grammar. To know that it's Yehovah, you can actually, I think, demonstrate that independently, which is what that study was about. And you're actually mentioned in the study because you were part of the inspiration. You know, Keith Johnson was the main inspiration, but then I discussed it with you and realized, oh, wow, okay, this is something I actually need to share with people. So, yeah.
Yeah, one of your other teachings years back, right before we even started doing this project, I didn't understand how Eya turned into Yehovah, and you did cover that in this.
Yeah. And guys, it's a really good study, if I don't say so myself. The Great I Am Revealed support team study, guys. Go check it out at nehemiahswall.com. Shalom, T-Bone.
Shalom.
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices with Nehemiah Gordon. Thank you for supporting Nehemiah's Makor Hebrew Foundation. Learn more at nehemiahswall.com.